Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Spraying down my fat hog.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the 50% Majority, a talk show where you'll find two friends amicably amicably sharing their X amount of time's worth of fame. I am your audio criminal host, Alex Springthorpe.
I guess
it's amicable, Tom. We can be it together, whatever you are, just as well.
I'm also the host, cup of tea drinker Tom Hutchinson.
You join us for another 50% Majority episode special. Without Ash, not because he did anything wrong. No, he's a good little podcast boy. He does it all. He sits down, he says words into a microphone, he makes sure that through the entirety of his episode his microphone's plugged in properly, whereas I don't do that. And I ruin it for everybody. So this is episode 27, revision 2.
26.5? 26.5? Weird one. But
yeah,
we tried. I committed loads of audio crimes. No, because I did crimes in the episode when I actually unplugged my mic midway through recording.
So for a period of time, it was Ashley Hall recording a 100% Majority, because my mic was never properly plugged in to begin with. You disconnected yours. It was just him chatting to himself.
It's a new milestone that he has achieved. It should go in the Guinness Book of World Records.
And now at 9 p.m. on Halloween, Ashley is out on a hot date and we're inside making reparations.
Yes. Fuck's sake.
How are you, Thomas?
Well, it's only been like 2 days since we actually recorded, so I really have very little new to tell you.
The listeners didn't hear it though. Tom, you know me. I am an actor at heart. I can pretend to be surprised again. Okay.
No, actually, I do have another.
I'll record some reactions now and then I can chop them in. Okay, so. No way! Tomo, you can't say that. Wowzerino. Okay. Oh, that's a bit sad. Now you tell your story and I'll chop those in.
Okay. Do you remember a few weeks ago, I've lost all concept of time, I was looking after a big chonky Labrador dog? I'm currently looking after a Staffy crossed with something.
Tomo, you can't say that.
It's a Staffy mix. She is very, very cute. But she's a Staffy that's the size of like a big Labrador, though.
No way.
So you can just imagine the raw sinew that is behind her every move.
Big old lady.
Yes, exactly. She's a powerful woman. What she isn't good at, though, is being alone.
Oh.
So the only way that I've been able to record peacefully this evening is with my partner sitting with the dog, because otherwise she just screams as though someone has been murdered and she has been a witness.
Ah.
Yeah. So that's been a fun weekend that I've had.
See, I've been out. I mean, another fold to this audio criminality is I'm actually on holiday right now. I am in the coastal English town of Lewisham. That's a joke that won't. That's not even funny because that's in the deleted scene.
It's always great when you have to explain a joke. In the previous unreleased episode, we joked for some reason that I'm very used to the seaside and having sand, I think, in my shoes because I live in Lewisham.
Your anecdote, right. Hi, guys, it's Tom. Welcome back to the 33% Majority, a podcast where you'll find three friends fighting for their 50% fame. Here's my anecdote. I got a new phone and I ordered a case for it online and I was being impatient. So I went to the Apple store and I bought Apple case there. Mm-hmm. And then I got home with the Apple case on my Apple phone and the eBay case was there. And I put the eBay case on and I prefer the feel of it. Oh, what a nutter. Oh, Tom, it's me. It's Alex again. I've hopped back in. Why don't you return the case? Oh, Alex, it's me, Tom again. Sand sticks to it. And then we did jokes about how he lives next to the sea.
Yes, and how living in Lewisham has a lot of sand in it. Yeah,
what a nothing conversation. So anyway, I am in the coastal town of Lewisham now. I'm not really, I'm in Norfolk. And I've spent the day with a puppy dog.
Ah.
He's petrified, terrified to the ends of the earth is this dog. Of windscreen wipers.
Okay.
I was driving the boat and it started to do a real big rain. Real big rain on this boat full of all my friends and family. I couldn't see where I was going, so I turned on the wipers and
All your friends and family.
Yeah, you were there.
Did you forget to invite me to the boat?
I forgot to invite you on another beach trip, Tom.
For fuck's sake. Am I even on this podcast? You prick.
Oh, I feel like we've had some beef the last few episodes, I feel like, Tom.
I think it's time for us to enter series 2 of the 33% Majority, the one where Tom and Alex are inseparable and always agree with each other. We're
lovely little friend boys. Do you remember the first time we met, Tom?
Didn't you hit me in the face?
I punched a little Tom face, didn't I? I got your little Tom face and I did a punch to it.
Oh, wait, I remember. So wasn't it... So I'm probably going to get... this is probably wrong. You squirted some thing at me and I pushed you and you dropped your phone or vice versa.
I think... I feel like this speaks quite well to my character. Is I squirted a delicious beverage at you... And you returned the favour and I really didn't like it, so I punched you. But the problem was, it was a really bad punch. Like, I think I'd glanced your chin with the back of my hand. Like, I'd missed you with all of the hand punching meat.
And it was certainly.
So bad that I think we just laughed about it and a beautiful friendship blossomed.
So I actually think it was the same day that we made up and decided from that point onwards that it was best friendship that we would we would have together.
Yeah.
It was nice though. It was good. That was in the other coastal town of Spalding.
Spaldingdenshire.
Yes, exactly. Go there for the nice beaches and all the seagulls, I guess.
And all the topless ladies on the suntan beaches.
Yes, where they do surf.
You'll know it when you see them. What is this episode then, Toma? Have you got anything prepared? Because I really didn't. I just thought I'd sit down, just have a chat.
Well, for the 50%, so this is actually the first 50% Majority that the two of us have done together. So that's a thing, isn't it? For the ones that I was conducting whilst we could never get... all three of us together for that stretch of like 2 or 3 weeks. I was going straight into an urban what the frictionary and then to some form of a segment. So do you want a what if?
I'll have an oof, please Thomas, a
what if begins now. And that was my very, very smooth segue into everybody's favourite, this time segment, before segments, urban...
What the frick?
Shinery.
It's hard to get the energy, that high energy, when there's just two of you, isn't there?
Okay, hold on, let me psych myself up.
One top. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it.
Urban... What the frick? Shinery.
That's the ticket.
Yeah?
That one right there, Tommy, that one was the ticket that you did do.
Cool, okay. So, the one that I have today is testicular resignation.
So I've been a little boat boy today. I've got boating on the mind. Bearing in mind, it is the 31st of October and I've been out on a boat today. It's been perilously cold.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine just falling in that there water? It'd be ever so chilly. And I think
I see.
You know the knot sack that they could go into?
Yeah.
The secret bit?
The secret sack, yes.
So, you know the bit up there that they could get into if they'd like to? I think that is what it is. I think it's when they just go in there, into the bit. That we shouldn't speak about, really.
We don't tend to talk about that one. See, there's on TikTok, there is a sort of running joke that men have to trim their foreskin every couple of weeks or sort of re-pierce their urethra, and it's in a ploy to make women believe that we have to do like these strange things that we never tell them. That's the aim of it.
Okay.
Right.
No woman knows about the secret place.
No woman knows about the secret ball sack, and you've just said it on radio. You've just said it.
I did say it. I said it. I'm actually recording in the same. Beth is in the room with me. I think she's double podded up right now. So I think with noise cancelling on, I may be okay. We might be in the clear here.
ANC has protected you, but you best believe when she listens to this episode, she's going to want you to show her the secret sack. I mean,
we've got a 26-episode long streak of episodes of the 33% majority that Beth hasn't listened to. I don't see why she'd start now.
cool. Yeah, fair play. So yes,
Thomas, I think it's when they'd like to go away from cold or fright. And they go to the place that they go to.
They recede.
That is a crime. They ascend.
I was wondering whether or not it's like a really, how do I say this nicely? So you know how gay people have like absorbed the word queer. So queer used to be a slur, and now it's like a great way for them to, like, it's empowering for gay people to use the word now, which I think is wonderful. Mm-hmm. I wonder whether or not it might be an in-joke in the LGBTQ community to maybe say that they are, like, in the process of changing gender.
You're resigning. Retiring them. Imagining a set of testicles hung up on like a coat hook.
Won't be needing you anymore. Yeah.
Like an old scarf. Just draped over a door handle or something. No, you know,
yeah, exactly.
When you're walking down the street and you see like a pair of trainers tied over like a power line.
Just a retired nutsack.
Just some surplus to requirement nuts.
Cool. Yeah, I mean that. I hope in the least offensive way possible. Like, I'm just wondering if, because Urban Dictionary seems to be like a place for really, really horrible smutty things, but also just like cultural things as well for like, you know, millennials.
It's like
and
a
shit.
Dictionary, but like from the streets.
If you imagine
like an urban environment, Tom, I feel like it's a dictionary for that.
Okay, I'm gonna take a sip of my tea, and then I'm gonna give you the definition.
Yum.
Testicular resignation. When you write,
I don't like that hesitation, mate.
When you write, I quit. On your nutsack in magic marker and show him to your boss when you quit. So that's
no
the top
one,
has.
One. Nobody's done it.
You don't know that. You,
it hasn't
you are not
been
the
done
purveyor.
By a person.
You are not the purveyor of all resignations. There is a second definition.
Mm-hmm.
When the testicles resign because they get fed up of living next to a dick and an asshole.
Okay.
That one's just more of a pun, I guess.
Yeah. That one's just a good goof someone put there.
Yeah, somebody just biffed on it. And then the example says, Peter officially gave his testicular resignation today when he walked into his boss's office and whipped out his nutsack that said, I quit, written in magic marker. Right after, he said, I know you're going to think I'm nuts. Well done, Peter. Well done, Peter, on the testicular joke there.
Good job, Pete.
You did a good genital joke. Cheers. Cheers to you, Petey.
Yeah. Our definitions that we come up for Urban What the Frictionary, are they being inputted to the Urban Dictionary or not? I feel like there needs to be an entire subcategory of things what we funked it was.
I'm considering going back through our catalogue of episodes to sort of get an idea of how many times we've been correct. But I could certainly do that.
If Ash is here and it's about the Pongus and the Vanguard, then he knows all about it.
Yep.
He knows all about Ponguses and Vanguards.
He really does. He knows so many things. He's a very... Ashley Hall, our co-host Ashley Hall, is a very sexually enlightened human.
He is.
He knows his way.
He's good at around it, as far a shag. As I've heard.
Yeah, precisely. That's more than I can say for myself and for you from experience.
Yeah, I've never known you a good shag, Tommy. Sorry.
No, you always get lost halfway through. Where's that butthole gone? Oh no.
I need to pause the show again. I think I'm doing audio crimes as we speak.
No. No. No.
I might be.
No. Should we just like, okay.
We need to pause, but right now I'm going to play that, you know, the We'll Be Right Back music.
And we are back.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm very disappointed.
Look, I never said I was a good podcaster, Tom. I never said I was.
No, you didn't. But I thought that once we were like 26 episodes in, I thought the process would have gotten pretty, like, you know, second nature.
No, it's technical difficulties. My laptop, just the speakers occasionally emit a loud, unnatural static noise. It's still somewhat doing it now. It's just intermittent. If I change any settings, it makes me sound like a garbled up little robot boy. So we'll roll with it and just hope that the magic of editing will fix it and that the listeners will be forgiving and generous.
Yeah, because the internet is a forgiving place. Yeah,
just often full of nice, generous people.
Yes, absolutely. Shall we do some form of segment?
Yeah, go on then.
So I had an idea that given our fame and the branding success that we've had with the 33% majority, that we could try and rebrand some of the things that the general population hates.
Ooh, now that's a service.
So, yeah, I don't mean anything sort of like horrific or actually, you know, bad.
Just the sort of things that might inspire comedy. Is that what you think? Nothing tricky or upsetting. Just the funny bits. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Just goofs.
So
essentially.
Like, for example, traffic. How do we rebrand traffic?
So I like it, like car sandwich. It's just a little car sandwich.
An opportunity to make friends with four people around you.
Yes, exactly.
One in front, one behind, one to your left, one to your right. There you go. That's four friends.
We'll call it a friendship cube. You're stuck in a friendship cube. Sweetie, I'm gonna be a little bit late for tea. I am stuck in a friendship square. I'll be back as soon as possible. I'm sorry. Just plate mine up.
The guy next to me is making funny faces. I don't know. I'm beside myself.
Oh. Love it. Yeah, that's a good example. Yeah, something that's just mundane, bit annoying, but maybe we can make it be a little bit more fun.
I guess we could go kind of quick fire with it.
Like rain.
Ooh. Outside shower.
Do you know what? I had exactly the same one in my head.
Just a shower, but for the outside, and also you can do your clothes at the same time. You're welcome.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Slow internet. How do we do slow internet, Tommy?
Oh, call that reflection time.
No, slow internet is fast internet, but spread out. It's fast internet that you can enjoy for longer.
Yes, exactly. It gives you more of an opportunity to appreciate it. It's the equivalent of paying the church to go to heaven. It's like paying Vodafone for extra fast Wi-Fi, but you still must like say thank you in the downtime.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Go kind, mighty, benevolent Vodafone.
thank you, BT, for the chunky bits and bytes.
Thank you for my fat pipes.
Yeah.
Richard Branson.
Ooh, sucky bloke. What about commuting?
See, I like commuting anyway. I don't like to shit where I eat.
Okay.
I like a commute. Right, a commute is, for me, I think the reason I like it is because it's wake up time.
Right, okay. And you just really like being awake?
It helps with the work, yeah, for sure. Like, you're going to work when you need to be awake. Like a half an hour long commute is just extra long wake up time.
So my idea for how to rebrand commuting for people that dislike it would just be to call commuting podcast time.
Ah, 33% majority time. Hello. Especially if you're stuck in a friendship cube.
Yes, exactly. I didn't even specifically mean like the 33% majority, but for me, like being on a train for an hour, but having to get off and onto another one multiple times is a perfect opportunity to just listen to podcasts.
Tom, sidebar.
It's podcast time.
I know you listen to multiple podcasts. I do as well. But you could only recommend one right now. What would it be?
My Brother and Me.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, every day to anyone that hasn't listened to it. My Brother and Me by the McElroy Brothers. Yeah. Hands down.
Fair enough.
I would like, you know how everybody's got that TV program that they can intently watch and laugh every single time, or it's just have it on in the background as like comfort.
It's the friends listening of the podcasting world.
Or the US Office, or Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Yeah, any of those. That's what my Bim Bam is. Yeah, it's just, it's great if you're intently listening or you just want it to go to sleep too. Either way, fantastic podcasting.
No, it is good for that. I would recommend Dungeons and Daddies, which is a Dungeons and Dragons actual play podcast by people that are actually competent at
being humans.
Sorry, I've paused again because I'm in a shared house on holiday and the people upstairs are like, I think it's a dance competition just by the sounds of the thud thud.
So have you stopped your recording?
No. I just stopped mid-sentence. Dungeons and Daddies is an actual play Dungeons and Dragons podcast by people that know about podcasting and playing Dungeons and Dragons, unlike us in episode 10. It's actually very, very funny.
It's actually good.
Some dads from our world who get sucked into the Forgotten Realms on a mission to save their lost children.
I understand.
It's incredible.
I'm listening to you as though I haven't listened to it before. But cheers.
You're welcome, good. Mate. That's just an Ali recommendation.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
How do we rebrand being cold? Because I don't like being cold.
Oh, that's a tough one, isn't it? You see, this is the thing. I think that being cold is just a mindset change because it's actually impossible. Like, cold isn't a thing you can be. Nothing can be cold. Cold is just an absence of heat.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily that you are cold. It's just that there's not much warmth.
Again, it's an opportunity for reflection.
Yeah,
Of memories once hot.
Oh, remember Mallorca?
Oh my god, do you remember July 2020? Red on
I'd have all the windows open.
I'd have the windows and the bloody fans on. Sound like I'm doing an impression of Pam from Gavin and Stacey.
I had to get myself a load of cold flannels, but that's just a not warm flannel, really, when you think about it.
We've got a spritz bottle. We've got a little bottle of water that we spritz one another with and let them cool off. And the sweet blowing gusts from the fan.
I have exactly the same thing.
I was talking about me and you, Tom.
In the podcast studio. Yeah. I meant outside of the studio when you're not spraying my hot naked body.
Your glistening abs.
my supple, succulent form.
Juicy bod.
Spraying down my fat hog. Just hosing me off. Hosing my hose.
I just gotta cool off my sweet, sexy friend Tom. Don't mind me.
Excuse me, Ash. Whilst you're in the middle of your segment, I will just need to spray Alex's cock quickly. It won't take long.
Good gracious, Thomas. I feel like we took a turn there.
We did.
Okay. We took a turn. My,
I have a spritz bottle, much like you and your partner.
Good.
I specifically like to use it whilst I'm in bed just to get that like that cool mist. Spray it up into the air.
Get
that let it
edge off.
Yes, exactly. Also, spray it on the bed sometimes and it like, and yeah, even though it's wet and cool.
You gross young man.
No, it's nice. But
My
partner.
Damp bed is never okay. I'm going to cut you off. I don't want to fall out again. Damp bed, not okay.
Damp cool bed, though. It's so cool.
Soggy sheets equals yuck.
Soggy mattress is cool, though.
Mm-mm.
It's non-warm.
You're a horrible young man. You disgust me with your actions.
Whatever, prick. I have a spritz bottle, and when I spray it in the air and some of it hits my partner, she gets very, very cross at me. So I have to be very, very precise with my spritzing because she doesn't like the cold hitting her when she's laying in bed. So I get in a lot of trouble.
Well.
Yeah, that was where I was trying to go. And then we just got onto fat hogs and damp mattresses.
It's so easy to do, though, isn't it?
What, to do a fat hog?
Yeah.
I have that problem regularly.
Tom, I don't like it when I walk across my driveway wearing my boots because all the little stones get stuck in like the is it tread on shoes? I don't think
no,
so.
No, I think tires, it's the...
But when it gets stuck in my treads, I don't like it when I've got stones in my treads on my shoes. How do we rebrand that?
Okay, we refer to that as rehoming the stones.
Okay. Slow and selective gravel removal service.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Okay. You know how when you have like plants and with the soil, you're supposed to like rake the soil and stuff to make sure it's all fresh and all the nutrients are getting all around that, but with your gravel.
Okay. But to my kitchen, which is typically where I take my boots off.
Yeah.
What else do people not like? People like so much stuff, don't they?
Yeah. What about when your tea gets cold? Your cup of tea?
Cup of. That's a delightful treat for me, that is, because I don't like tea.
You don't like tea?
Get to throw it out the window.
You don't like tea?
Car.
You don't like cup? No. You don't like cup of tea?
No. I don't like the flavours of it when it goes onto my tongue. I'd rather have a decaffeinated coffee at the end of the day than a...
Mm.
Is it a myth? Is it a lie that tea contains more caffeine than coffee? Or is that a real boy true fact?
I think they're actually both very similar. If we're talking like instant coffee, I think that if you were to go to like a proper barista and get a coffee, it's probably going to be stronger than a cup of tea.
Fair enough. I know coffee makes me go quicker.
You see, that's a strange thing for genuinely. So I was introduced to coffee by Alex when we were probably about 14. Do you remember?
I introduce you to everything fucking cool, don't I?
Yeah, most of the cool stuff. Yeah.
Smoking.
Smoking.
Leather jackets.
Playing.
Boards.
No, that was the other way around.
Punching old people.
Playing video games in a garage.
That one's real. That one's real.
That one's cool. Watching Breaking Bad in a garage.
Again, that one was real.
Yeah.
Doing things in a garage.
Washing skateboard bearings in petrol in a garage.
In a garage.
Where we had lots of lighters in the garage. Oh, I really like it. I really like having my TV on top of a freezer, like the TV that you had on top of a freezer in your garage.
In the garage, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. P.S. I used to live in a garage.
Horrid old red sofa. Yeah. In the garage. I don't really know where I was going. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I think we just reminisced for a while. I don't think that's for the podcast. That's just for me and you.
We just had fun there.
We just enjoyed that bit.
Yeah. Alex introduced me to coffee when I was 14. And I think, yeah, probably most days since then I've drank it, which isn't like that much of a, you know, a brag or anything. Like, I've had fucking coffee every day since then. No.
But you fucking coffee fiend.
I know. I'm such a bitch for coffee.
Just fucking simping for Starbucks.
I'm just so horny for Costa. Give me Costa Daddy.
Excuse me, Costa Daddy, please.
But the strange thing is that I haven't felt the effects of coffee. I felt it once, I would say, in the last 6 years, easily. I haven't had a buzz from a coffee. Yeah. I could have one right before bed. I'd be fine.
Like, I know if on an empty stomach, if I have an entire cafetiere of coffee, oh, I get the jitters from it. And it does make me go over so quick. And then I get a big headache and then I need to lie down.
It does become speedy juice for you. I see.
Yeah. Speed juice make me go fast.
Yeah. When I, you know, when I got stuck in Australia, listeners, I got stuck in Australia at the start of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
That happened. That was a thing. On the way back, we were stuck in Qatar for about like 6 hours or maybe 8 hours. So we just had to sort of sit and do nothing.
Steel or nylon?
Sorry, was that like an engineering joke or something?
No, on your guitar.
Oh, ha 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 ha. I guess. Is that what you're looking for? good humour, I suppose.
Yeah. I just wanted to make my friend Tom laugh.
Bit of wordplay.
Tom, that's all I ever wanted to do, is just to make you have a little chuckle. So,
yeah. Thinking back on it, it's actually quite funny.
Tom, I'm just going to sit over here and I'll just be quiet. You just say the things you want to say about Australia that you were saying about them and coffee, I think. Don't worry about it. I've got a few jokes on the coffee podcast.
Actually, it tickled me quite a lot. That was good to me.
That was a slow burn, was it?
It was a slow release, yeah.
Much like a good coffee, it needed time to steep. That's a tea term, isn't it? That's not coffee. Brew. Oh no, aged to perfection. It's coffee four minutes.
Fuck's
4 minute. 4 minute coffee steep.
Is it comedy? I don't know.
No, it isn't.
I was in the acoustic guitar. Oh, fuck. Tea break.
Tea break. Sorry, Thomas, you were in guitar. Sorry, Thomas, you were in Qatar.
So yeah, I was in Qatar and I got a Turkish coffee, and I felt like I was going to die. I had to go to the toilet like 3 or 4 times to make myself be sick. My heart was racing. I was sweating. It was like crazy. Yeah.
What's different about Turkish coffee?
I think it's just strong. Just strong cough.
Strong cough.
Yeah, that's what it. That's
strong,
what it.
Strong make go very fast.
So fast body can't cope. Need sick.
Lady, do you need to come up to the bed? Do you need to get up here? My pregnant wife is on the floor while I record a podcast.
Well, I think that you're...
She's 6 months pregnant. She's just pointed out. Would you like to hop up here?
I can't get up.
I can give you a hand.
No, it really is okay.
Are you sure?
She might poo herself. She might do poo because of the baby pressing on a poo place.
Just let me know.
I'm good.
Pregnancy's interesting. She fell asleep on the back of a moving boat earlier, just exposed to the elements, getting splashed. She just needed a little mum nap. She just good. Had one, curled up and had one.
She's That's like a good cat. Mum nap. Well done. Impressive. Well, Alex, on the note of you being a terrible husband and also father to be, maybe we should end this episode of the 50% Majority, and you can go and look after your pregnant wife.
Thank you very much, Tom. Thank you for the opportunity to make reparations for my horrible audio crimes. Sorry, it was all for nothing because I goofed it in the middle there.
Yeah, well, maybe there's always next week and every week to come.
Hey, there's always next week. Tom, do you remember when we used to have a really successful podcast and we were like number one in international charts? Do you remember that?
What the fuck happened?
I don't know.
What happened? Who knows?
I don't blame him, I'll be honest.
Well, if you do like this horrible, these horrible bits and bites that you've been listening to, a review on Apple Podcasts, it'd be really great. If you're listening on Spotify, following us would really help as well. And maybe just telling a friend, that'd be sweet too.
And if you really didn't like this episode because it didn't have Ashley in it, just let him know that you missed him. He'd like that.
Sure. I'm sure he would. He'd be
just out there being
that.
In love on Halloween, missing out on the great fun that is this.
Yes, such
a lucky
good
guy.
such good fun he has not been here for. Okay, well, I've been your amicable host, Tom Hutchinson.
I have also been your Amish host, Alex Springfield.
Guten Tag, friends.
Auf Wiedersehen, meine Podcast-Freunden.
Au revoir.
See you all next week.
Podcast goodbye.
Bye. What shit podcast this is. Oh, you've actually just gone. You've stopped recording already. Tom, at the end of the podcast, I always stay recording for like 5 minutes because I know that you just say nonsense towards the end and then say bye after 3 minutes. Bye.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. We'll be right back.